Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your bed.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Hello, everyone. This is Mark Leibovit. Welcome to Wall Street Raw on this Saturday, June 10th. Thrilled that you're here. Obviously, you have other choices on a Saturday for a program, particularly a financial program. But again, grateful that you've tuned in. We have an exciting show for you, as I always try to do here with special guests and my own commentary. We have Don Violo joining us today, Sinclair Noe joining us today, a special interview with Doug DeSante coming up on segment two. And we have Chris Kimball joining us. And let's jump right over to Henry Weingarten. Welcome back my regular guest and good friend, Henry Weingarten, who is the managing director of the Astrologers Fund in New York. He's only been doing this for about 50 years. Excellent market calls in the last couple years. And if you want more information from Henry, you should go to afund.com. That's afund.com. I want to make sure I get that out of the way early. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning, Henry.
My pleasure. It's fun. Next week is a very critical week in the markets. As you know, we're waiting for June 14th. Not only is it Flag Day, not only is it the FOMC meeting day, but most important, it's Donald Trump's birthday. And we're certainly going to be celebrating with a cake. Effectively, this will determine a lot about what's going to happen in the markets. We believe people are positioned wrong. Trump is going to be very successful, and you're going to see a very different man who's previously was floundering for 6 months, as we forecast, but now is going to be on top of his game. Markets are up. They're expensive, of course. Not only is NASDAQ in shorting range technically, but so is now the S&P. However, it's too early. We will be shorting sometime before August. The only thing that's a little strange is gold, and gold is a very critical day on the 14th as well. Expect maybe another $30 move, but I think more on the upside than the downside. So we're just going to wait till next week, and that will determine on what you should when you should go away. We think it's probably July in the markets, not June, but we'll have the answer on June 14th.
So let's talk about the correction that's coming later this summer.
It's not just a big deal. Yeah, it's not a big deal. 5-10%, probably close. Maybe 10 in the NASDAQ or 8 in the NASDAQ and 5 or 3 to 4. It's not much, which is why it really doesn't matter. Trump is going to be very successful. That means that businesses are starting to lend. Banks are going to people and saying, let us lend you money. So it's a whole different ballgame. So we have an increasing economy. Not one going into recession, but a global economy that's actually really growing by real numbers. On the other hand, it's very expensive, so there's some risk because of things being expensive.
So the dip would be just another buying opportunity for a big year-end rally, is what you're saying.
Yeah, more or less, unless you're buying things like Bitcoin or maybe Tesla, but other than that, yes.
Okay, let's talk about Tesla. We touched on Tesla last week, and it's been going higher and higher.
Well, we did a technical thing at 342, had got stopped out at even, so we're looking again. But that'll be one of the things we'll hit in June, July, because I think they'll be sorry for what they did. But on the other hand, there were several buys analysts put on it, so you got to wait till the analyst buying is finished, and then it will go down.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, it's extended. Well. It's due for some type of pullback. That's
right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Henry. Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. He joins us every Saturday morning with these quick insights, and his call with Donald Trump, both on the election and with the market, has been spot on. So we don't want to miss his comments.
And
we'll
don't forget to
next.
Celebrate his birthday, everybody, June 14th.
Okay. We'll have a cake out here for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want more information, go to afund.com, Henry. And thank you so much. We'll speak to you next week.
My pleasure.
Welcome back, my good friend and special guest, Chris Kimball from Kimball Charting Solutions. Chris has been on the show several times. He's been around many, many years doing this. I think at least about 35 years in the financial industry. He's a mentor of Sir John Templeton, and he produces some really interesting charts. He specializes in what he calls pattern analysis in stock indexes, bonds, and currencies, and stocks. And he uses very interesting pictures to highlight the opportunity at hand with a bit of humor. No question about that. With some of those cartoons you put on there, Chris, it's a lot of fun.
Hey, we got to do something with this business, Mark.
Right. The funniest one is Joe Friday from Dragnet, but thank you. Those are really cool. Chris was really kind to send some charts over this Saturday morning, just highlighting what's happening from his perspective. So let's go over those. We just talked off air about copper and Freeport. Let's start with that one.
Freeport, Mark, has had a rough several months, I think losing 25-30% of its value, but one of the things, we didn't invent the pattern at all, but it appears to us that a bullish falling wedge is taking place. Two-thirds of the time, those lead to higher prices. I like the pattern because it's good for risk management. Obviously, there's another third that can happen, which is to the downside, but the pattern, to me, Mark, leaves a good place to put a stop. And Freeport is trying to show a little bit of strength of late. So we're biased, we're long that, but we kind of like what we see in that pattern. How about you?
Listen, I've been looking for the stock to go into the mid-20s for about a year, so I'm listening to you on this one.
Well, our fingers are crossed. We like what we see so far, but as you know, Mark, the short-term trend, 90 days, 100 or whatever, is still down, but I think we could have a weekly close above the top of the wedge if Freeport would close where it is right now.
So what's going on with the gold dollar ratio? You sent me over a chart there that's improving.
It is improving, Mark, and as you know, that the gold dollar ratio, the dollar has been stronger than gold since 2011, made a series of lower highs for what, 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And so to me, this is one of the most important price points in a downtrend is when you meet, a top of a channel that has turned away this ratio time and time again for 6 or 7 years. Obviously, until this breaks out, a person tends to want to sell into rallies and strength. Someday, this line's going to give away, and there's two of them, right now. And we like looking at the silver gold ratio, the GDXJ GDX ratio. This ratio of gold dollar and also the other way around, they're all testing levels, Mark, that they've struggled with. But if we would get a breakout, humbly, I think it'd be one of those back the truck up times.
Chris, we ran out of time. We have so many more charts to go over, but we only have a short window on the show, so maybe we'll get you back next week. I know you wanted to talk about some other charts. In particular, I believe you were looking at microcaps and so forth, which seem to be breaking out. But we'll have Chris back, and we'll talk about that next week. Chris Kimball from Kimball Charting Solutions. Chris, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
KimballChartingSolutions.com, and that's KIMBLE, ChartingSolutions.com. And Mark, thanks for having us on the show. You do a wonderful service for many, many years. You're one of the best. And thanks for having us on the show.
Well, it's a mutual admiration society, Chris. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Take care, buddy.
Well, we had a wild trading swing on Friday afternoon. If you were following the market, the big tech sector got slammed Friday as investors took profits. The sell-off accelerated in the afternoon with NASDAQ falling about 2.5%. And names like Facebook, Apple down 4%. The S&P tech sector was down 3.3%. Apparently, Goldman Sachs released a report on Friday on the top five outperforming mega cap names in tech with some warnings on valuations and concerns that their volatility has become extraordinarily low. So, in fact, the stocks have become closely correlated to safe haven plays. As you know, the NASDAQ composite has really been leading the market up here with new highs. Now, the Dow closed up 89, though during the day it did, you know, sell off about 150 points from its high, but the NASDAQ still closed down 114 points at 6207. So we'll see if this is just was a quick little washout or the beginning of something more. As we know, we have several analysts on the show talking about some mid-June peak in the market, so maybe this was perhaps an early warning. In that study, by the way, Goldman studied the valuations of tech leaders like, they call it FAAMG. I don't know how you would pronounce that. It's not FANG, but it's FANG, and it's Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and so forth. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with a special guest, Doug DeSante, joining us on Wall Street Raw.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebiger. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
My friend, for years, Swiss America and I have been warning about the unsafe world of modern banking, in which merely holding cash might be a crime. Today, if you decide to withdraw cash, be prepared to explain why or fill out forms. So why are honest citizens suddenly being treated like criminals? That's the subject of two complimentary Swiss America special reports, The Secret War on Cash and The 10 Consequences of a Cashless World. Why don't you call Swiss America now for these free reports? 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. Does a cashless world concern you? It ought to. New government capital controls are targeting citizen savings and retirement funds. Take it from Pat Boone. These reports will explain what you can do about it. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovit, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
To Wall Street Raw this Saturday morning, Douglas DeSante, who's the CEO of Greenleaf Investment Fund. It's a very special situation, but let me talk a little bit about Doug for a moment. He's been in the real estate industry for over 7 years. He's worked at two major banks as an underwriter, and he structured and underwrote $1.5 billion in commercial real estate loans, ranging from warehouse, retail office, co-op, condominium, multifamily buildings. Doug has been managed a team of portfolio managers at a multi-international bank, and his own portfolio consisted of 200 commercial real estate loans. We talk about this because his new company, Greenleaf Investment Fund, is essentially a real estate company, but it's got an interesting twist because it's tied to the very exciting cannabis industry. Doug, thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So this is really exciting because we've got a publicly traded company, and this is not the first. This may be the second out on the street now that is taking advantage of the growing, exciting target area of the marijuana industry, where companies need places to grow their marijuana, and you've identified an opportunity here. So let's talk a little bit about it and bring our listeners up to speed, because it really sounds as a great investment opportunity for those who want to participate in the sector.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Me and my partners, as you stated earlier, have been working on Wall Street for some of the larger banks in the world, and we have a ton of experience on the real estate side of things. So we want to leverage that experience that we had with the high growth industry, and the cannabis industry just stood out as an unbelievable opportunity. There's several reasons that this Reg A Plus that we're able to offer to investors gives us a lot of advantages over the competition. These properties aren't financed by traditional banks, so anyone looking to purchase these properties for cannabis growers has to basically, for the first couple properties, invest all cash. And some of the bigger investors, even in the real estate sector, don't have that type of capital to capitalize on the industry, and that's the space that we're looking to fill. And the really exciting part about it is the fact that the high yields we're able to get from the properties that we've identified, basically these properties, if they were used for anything else, would go from $3 to $4 a square foot. When they're used for cannabis cultivation, they rent for $12 to $15 a square foot. So you're looking at 3 to 4 times
the yield that you get on that property if it was used for a different industry.
So we have a growing sector here because, in a way, it allows investors to participate in the cannabis business, which, well, you know, the train's left the station. There's no question about that. So we know it's growing, and more states are going to approve it. But here's a way of getting involved where you own physical real estate, and hopefully there's a much like a real estate investment trust, correct? There'll be a yield expected for the investors who come into this, correct?
Yes, exactly. So we'll be owning hard assets, and through the Reg A Plus, we'll have a yield based on the amount of equity put in and shares owned, as well as, you know, with the pre-IPO opportunity. We're offering equity shares at 48 cents a share for anyone that wants to get in at the pre-IPO price. And once we do close the round, we have several deals in place already with growers that are operating that are looking to expand on their operations and grow it out further. So we already have negotiated leases with some of these growers. So at the end of our raise, we'll uplist onto an exchange and be ready to hit the ground running with assets and revenue streams starting basically immediately.
How do our investors, listeners, participate in this Reg A offering? How do they go about doing it? What's the next step for them? I assume as many would want to jump in and take advantage of this. How do they do it?
Yeah, the Reg A Plus is an unbelievable opportunity for investors because this piece of legislation, which was passed in 2015, allows accredited and non-accredited investors to participate. In the past, it was only these type of investment opportunities were only available to accredited investors, which basically means someone with $250,000 of liquidity and about $5 million net worth. But with this opportunity, you can go to crowdvest.co and create an account there and purchase shares and basically see the entire business plan there. Read up on the bio on the company's founders and management team and learn a lot more about the deal. And then you basically just purchase shares on that website, and you'll have a portfolio on the website. And at the close of the raise, how many shares you purchase will be transferred into your trading account. And it's a pretty simple process.
Is there a minimum amount for investment?
Yes. In the past, again, usually for these type of opportunities, the minimum investment was around $50,000 to $70,000. But with the Reg A Plus, we're able to offer investment minimum of $480. So it really opens the game up for anyone that wants to participate in a cannabis company and own real estate and enter the sector with a publicly traded company. And we're excited to be pretty much the only Reg A Plus company right now that's operating in the cannabis industry to have our Reg A Plus approved by the SEC.
That's unbelievable. As little as $480, folks, to get involved in a pre-IPO. That's sort of unheard of based on at least my life experience in the securities industry. So you have to go to crowdvest.co, correct? C-R-O-W-D, crowd, V-E-S-T.co, and that's how you begin the process, correct?
Yeah, it's very simple. You go to that website, go to Greenleaf Investment Fund for investment opportunities. You create an account on the website, and once you're there, you'll see a complete background story on how we got involved in the industry, what the business plan is that's in place, and revenue projections, property projections that we have targeted. So there's a lot of great details on there, and it's extremely easy to sign up, and it's an unbelievable opportunity, we believe, for any investor to get in, even if it's at $480 or larger amount.
Doug, I want to thank you so much for joining us. We ran out of time. We're going to have Doug back real soon. Douglas DeSante from Greenleaf Investment Fund. If you want more information on this opportunity, go to crowdvest.co. And, Doug, thank you for joining us. Doug DeSante from Greenleaf Investment Fund.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you again, Doug. And as a disclosure, I do own shares in Greenleaf Investment Fund myself, so I'm a very big promoter of this project. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with Sinclair Now.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcome back, my good friend and regular guest, Sinclair Nell, KFNN 1510 Phoenix, and author of the incomparable blog, EatTheBankers.com. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning, Sinclair.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
Big week next week. We got the Fed meeting June 13th and 14th. We got option expiration next Friday. Just had a couple guests on the phone are telling us that mid-June could be a cyclical peak in the markets after the big run that we've had. According to Bill Gross, who manages $2 billion at the Janus Fund, he says markets are at their highest risk level since before 2008. That came out, I think, the last day or two. But let's talk about the Fed.
Well, and don't forget, you've got a government that's going to have to be formed over in the UK after the vote this past week.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a busy, busy week next week. Federal Reserve, widely anticipated to be raising rates. When they meet on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is one of those meetings where we have a press conference, we have the economist projections from the Fed staff. It all comes together. If they're going to make an interest rate hike, this would be the time to do it. They've indicated that they're going to do it. They've telegraphed that they are going to do it. If they don't do it, then everybody's going to freak out and go, what's wrong? Did we miss something? What do they know that we don't know? I anticipate they're going to do it. Now, the next question is, how are they going to present it? Is it going to be, well, we did it, but we're going to wait and see now? And then the bigger question is what they're going to do with their balance sheet, their $4.5 trillion balance sheet. Are they finally going to say, yep, we're going to let that start rolling off the books? That'll be a big determinant as to what happens in the bond market moving forward. Right now, the bond market, I mean, my goodness, we have seen a rally in bonds so far this year that just doesn't seem to jive with the idea that the Federal Reserve is going to be raising interest rates. We're looking at about 2.2% or lower on the 10-year Treasury note. That doesn't make much sense.
Well, Mohammed El-Erian, as you know, who is at PIMCO, came out this week, and he said with May's jobs reports and just several other signs indicating that the U.S. economy has hit a soft patch, in his opinion, and he doesn't think that the Fed will move next week. So there are, maybe that's what the bond market has been telling us.
Maybe. Now, El-Erian brings up a very good point. The bond, jobs market has been very weak lately. 138,000 jobs reported last week for the month of May. That's not strong. And they also did some revisions down to prior months. And one of those months dropped down to just 50,000 jobs. We're seeing very poor job growth at this point, even though the unemployment rate, that the headline number, the U3, dropped down to 4.3%. It's a little bit misleading. We don't have a lot of people participating in the labor force, not like we really should at this point in the recovery. We also had this past week the JOLTS report, Job Opening and Labor Turnover Survey, and they were showing that there are all these job openings, 6 million, which would be right about a record high. Now, the JOLTS report only goes back to about 2001. That's when they started doing that. So you think, oh, there are all these jobs there. They should be pulling people in off of the sidelines. More people should be coming into the labor force, but it's not happening. Part of that's demographics. Part of it is that employers just aren't willing to pay up. We're not seeing wages increase. In fact, after you consider benefits and inflation and so forth, wage growth has actually turned a bit negative. So employers say, yeah, we've got all these openings, but they're not willing to pay for it. They're not willing to train their workers to do the jobs. I think we've got some real weakness in the labor force, and or maybe we're just so far along in the recovery that this is as good as we're going to get. Yeah, I could make a case, as L. Arian did, for not raising rates. Also, as Coacher Lakota, the former Minneapolis Fed president, did, he's strongly against raising rates at this point. But I think they're probably going to do it. If you want to bet, that would be the bet.
Well, speaking of rates, the ECB left interest rates unchanged this past week, and they trimmed expectations for inflation. That was interesting.
Yeah. Not so much of a surprise there. They were unchanged. No big deal. They say that there's growth, but no inflation showing up. Mario Draghi said in his news conference that the euro area still has not been generating inflation, even though the officials with the ECB upgraded their growth assessment. So the change in assessment of risk for the economy sets the scene for the ECB to start discussing the timing for the removal of stimulus, but that didn't happen this past week.
Sinclair, thank you for joining us. We ran out of time for the segment. The good friend Sinclair Noe from KFN and 1510 Phoenix and author of the blog EatTheBankers.com will be back with us next week. Sinclair, I really appreciate you taking a few moments. Great, great stuff. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to be on the incomparable Wall Street Raw.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you again, Sinclair, for joining us on this Saturday morning. Well, folks, I have an urgent question for every listener with a bank account, stock portfolio, or 401k retirement account. We know that nothing in the online world is truly private or safe from being hacked, including national secrets held by the CIA, NSA, top intelligence agencies, and so forth. So what can we do to protect our hard-earned money and privacy from cyber theft? Swiss America, confirmed committed to public education, has now published a new booklet with all the answers you need. It's entitled Don't Bank on It. It's thoroughly researched by a trusted contributor on Fox News as well as on my own radio show. So get a free copy of Don't Bank on It now by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Discover how to reduce your risk from today's unsafe online financial world. Call now for your free copy of Don't Bank on It, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, and tell Mark Leibovitz at Wall Street Raw said to call. Well, exciting week here as the market drew to a close on Friday. We talked about this in the top segment, the big sell-off in the NASDAQ issues. Goldman Sachs, as I mentioned earlier, put out a report apparently during the day that, or at least a story hit during the day, that studied the valuations of the tech leaders such as Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Google. It left Netflix out of there for some reason, which was in the original FANG stocks, F-A-N-G. Now they call it F-A-A-M-G. In any event, NASDAQ was down 114 points, but the Dow managed to come back at the end of the day. Maybe just was a quick knee-jerk sell-off and right back up again the next week. Let's see. But, you know, my overall view is that, you know, we're due for some kind of a shakeout. But Trump has really taken over, and we have all the fake news. We can talk about that a long time here on the program. I don't want to get into too much of the politics, but, you know, I've been predicting for a long time that he would succeed, both win the election and succeed afterwards, and that means higher stock prices. The stock market's been telling you that, whether you agree with him politically or not. And I think bottom line, even if we get a little shakeout, we're going back up again. So let's hope, for those of you who are not in the market, that you get a 5% or 10% shake out at some time here in the next 2 or 3 months and see that provides an opportunity. But there's no question those NASDAQ issues, the big names like Facebook and Amazon, Apple, really led the market higher. It's been really a tech rally. Also, there's been opportunity in things like Bitcoin. We've been trading GBTC in our VRTrader.com newsletter. We've been trading gold, which still looks higher toward the 1375, 1400 area, if not more. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of opportunities out there. And also, what about the cannabis stocks? My cannabis vice letter. We have that letter putting out. Big opportunity there. We just interviewed Doug on the show, Doug DeSante, talking about the Greenleaf Fund. So a lot of opportunities all over. So let's hope we get a pullback and an entry point. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Liebovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 205-6619.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Law and the final segment with Mark Leibovit. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcome back, my good friend and regular guest, Don Vialo, who is the past president of the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts. He's a CMT, Chartered Market Technician. He's only been doing this about 46 years. He's been an advisor to the Horizon Seasonal Rotation ETF back between 2009 and 2015, and he authors two websites. One, timingthemarket.ca, and equityclock.com. Thank you for joining us, Don.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Well, Don brings us the Canadian perspective, but tell me a little bit about what's going on this week. We have some interesting stories out of China.
China is, the equity markets there have finally come alive. We saw the China's large cap iShares, the FXI, up 8.2% during the last 4 weeks. That's starting to spread into both Canadian and U.S. equity securities, most notably in the base metal sector. We've seen XME, which is the metals and mining iShares in the U.S., and break to new highs. And we've seen the BMO base metal ETF up here in Canada, the ZMT, also break to new highs. This lines up very nicely for a seasonal trade. Historically, the mines and metal stocks have been very strong right through until the end of July.
Why is China suddenly becoming strong now?
We saw a record increase in their exports announced last week. That means that their economy is starting to hum again, and they're going to need a lot more steel, a lot more coal, a lot more copper, and that fits very nicely with the base metal and mining and metal stocks.
June 14th is a big date.
It sure is. There's a lot of things happening which could have a big impact on equity markets. The Federal Reserve is scheduled to increase the Fed fund rate by 0.25%. And the key there is to watch what the Fed says about future Fed fund increases. Another thing is, on average, during the last 20 years, U.S. equity markets have reached a seasonal peak either on June the 15th or July the 15th.
course, there's a very good chance with equity markets being overbought where they are right now, that June 15th could be the time this year. And June the 14th is President Trump's birthday. According to Henry Weingarten, his birthday could have astrological significance that could influence equity markets.
Yeah, Henry was on the show today talking about that as well. He's been talking about that birthday for many, many months. So market should be strong into that. So cool. Well, thank you, Don. We got a quick lineup of what's going on. Any quick forecast for next week? A little bit of a seasonal top then, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it's getting lined up. The markets are overbought right now and looking for the likelihood of a bit of a correction. Gold kind of in a trading range right now, probably will be until in July, and then look for a nice move in gold and silver and silver gold stocks coming into late July.
Thank you, Don. We're talking to Don Violo, our regular guest from Canada. And if you want more information on what Don provides, please go to timingthemarket.ca or equityclock.com for more information. And Don will be with us again next week. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mark.
I want to thank all of my guests, and I have to extend my concern to Harry Boxer, who were unable to play his interview today. We ran out of time on today's show, but if you want information on Harry's stuff, go to thetechtrader.com. He's a regular on our program, but just couldn't fit in the interview in today's show. So thank you, Harry, and we'll have you back next week. But also thanks to Sinclair No, Doug DeSante from Greenleaf Investment Funds, which, by the way, I do own shares in, so I want to disclose that. I'm very partial to that offering and am participating. And also, I want to thank Chris Kimball and Henry Weingarten for joining us. So we have no shortage of guests on this program. The theme of the show is a little bit of a time machine format, as you can sense from the music that I've chose here. And you probably recall, you know, my background goes way back to the old Louis Rukeyser Wall Street Week television program. But for many years, I was one of the 10 elves. So for the new players of the market out there, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. But the old timers know exactly what I'm talking about. And you may have seen me on, speaking of going back to the future in time travel, Nightly Business Report for 30 years with Paul Kangas on the Nightly Business Report. As a reminder, if you do miss any of these shows, it is archived at BizTalk Radio or on iTunes, so you should be able to pick up any previous shows. If you have any questions for me, don't forget to email me at mark.vrtrader@gmail.com. That's mark.vrtrader@gmail.com. I'm happy to try to get back to you. And, of course, I would encourage you to go to WallStreetRawRadio.com or WallStreetRaw.com and take a look at the various newsletters that I publish, the VR Platinum, VR Silver, Gold Letter, that exciting Cannabis Vice Letter, which covers all the exciting areas happening, you know, with regard not only to marijuana, but all the quote-unquote vice stocks, including the gaming issues. And, of course, my book, The Trader's Book of Volume, is available on the website, too. It's pretty much an encyclopedia of all the volume indicators that, and we compiled that for you in a nearly 500-page document, including my proprietary volume reversal. And for traders out there, the volume reversal is available on Metastock, eSignal, and TradeStation, where you can actually pull up my volume indicator on those platforms if you do subscribe to any of those platforms. And you can pull up the volume reversal and see the kind of technical work that I've been doing and hope to continue to do here. You know, the bottom line here is we have a stock market that looked a little toppy on Friday. Overall trend still appears higher. We have a gold market that still looks higher. I feel during the course of the year, our models still say we could see a move toward 1375, if not as high as 1500, if there's some geopolitical events that could stimulate that. We've got a lot of trading opportunities. In fact, in the metal market, palladium, I don't know if you've been tracking palladium. We talked about this last week and several weeks on the show, pushing into new bull market highs, looking higher. Maybe it's a result of Tesla and demand for palladium in the new automobiles. And as we do each week, we close with what our good old friend Ed Hart used to say on the Financial News Network back in the 1980s, and we close here by saying, we will know in the fullness of time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week ALF, Mark Leibovit. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.